Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, Emotle, Africa, Omse, the beautiful African, Isolator, Faslarona, the land is ours, Sangolasho, Tigorahina. My Africa, we repeat, we guarantee the individual African and community, but the African must has the obligation, the duty and obligation to usurp, insist on his own individual rights, but also within the community, collective rights, and the nation, collective rights. The principle here is that the rights of community and the nation takes eminent domain, but not to the disadvantage, to prejudice the individual rights. Africa, to fees must fall, student movement, the religious, civil society, or civic society, and parents. The question to you, my Africa, is where is parliament? Where is the people's parliament? At the least, the Parliament Education Portfolio Committee to engage the students, the parents, and communities, religious leaders, in the demand for fees must fall. I mean, it is only Parliament that has the power to vote legislation. They have the power to vote the bill for fees must fall, zero increase on the fees. Whichever way, Parliament, it starts with Parliament, my Africa, and it ends with Parliament. The power rests. Your power, my Africa, as an individual, my Africa, starts with Parliament, rests with Parliament. And where is Parliament? The fact is, each affected student and parent should have their own community representatives. That for the students and the parents to call within their community, call, write, visit their office, and the parents as well to call, write, and visit the representative's office, and demand that he puts up a motion or she puts up a motion in Parliament to discuss the fee question. According to the South African Council of Churches, the Secretary Bishop Maluisi Mpumlanga, the church contends, argues that the fees must fall matter is not only between the students and the university management. It should not be. This is a standoff between government and government policy and the nation, because the students, the movement, the demand is across the nation. And the effort of the church is simply to intervene, to persuade government that this is a national crisis. And it even the council even went to the extent of writing the president, persuading the government to perceive and see this matter not as a law and order matter. Huh? And to quote the bishop, he says that we think it is a matter that needs political and governmental intervention. The president should appoint an interministerial committee which includes the Minister of Finance, and a committee, a multi-stake delegation committee, to hammer out solutions. And he goes on to say this is a matter not only between the Minister of Education, the universities, and law enforcement. Now, Africa, the question is, okay, you just voted 2014, national elections, for a parliament. Where is your parliament? Because that is the people's parliament. That's where the people's power rests. That's where you should dictate change. as you say that, why Parliament is not engaged discussing the fees must fall demand? Where is Parliament? And in its place, the People's Parliament in Africa, we have the Party Parliament, which for all intents and purposes, for all everybody to see, we know now that it acts according to the political party policy and directives. Directives of the party president and the National Executive Committee. This is not the People's Parliament. And let's not deceive each other. Let's not snowflakes, you know, throw snowflakes in our eyes and ears. No, this is not People's Parliament. This is the party parliament. And as you said, Maafrika, according to the Constitution, Parliament is bound and parliamentarians are obligated to affirm their individual oath of faithfulness to the country and obedience to the Constitution. Parliament is to hold the executive to account, but also exercise oversight over all state organs, especially the state-owned enterprises. Now, let's be clear, Maafrika. The Constitution does not say Parliament and parliamentarians are bound by faithfulness to their political party and party bosses. Maybe I should repeat that, Maafrika. The Constitution does not say Parliament and parliamentarians are bound by faithfulness to their political party and party bosses. That is not the position, Maafrika, of the Constitution. So what do we have here? What do we have? Do we have a violation of the Constitution? Because it looks like this Parliament votes according to party policy prescripts, according to the party policy. Whatever the policy says, it waits for the Secretary General of the party to say, okay, we vote this way and they vote that way. Now, in case where there is division, because it looks like the African family, we suffer one disease, discord, conflict. We don't get along. Now, in the case where there are factions, there are divisions, and splits within the party political leadership, where does this take to, where does Parliament fit in, the party parliament, where does it fit in? It becomes moribund, dysfunctional. Now, they call Maafrika to parents, and civil society, academicians, and the nation as a whole. Maafrika, let's vote. Vote the People's Parliament in place of the party parliament. Vote to have constituent parliament representatives to directly represent communities in parliament, not become political party cattle voters. We can have that, Maafrika. And the fact is that 55 million, you have 55 million and counting. The 55 million population, we all cannot sit in parliament to represent our individual and community needs and services. We can't do that. That is why we vote someone else. We vote a political party to go and represent each of us communities in parliament and government. That's how you do it. You delegate, but we give them the power. But our individual right and collective right to govern ourselves is no less than the right of elected representatives to represent us, constituencies in parliament and government. It's no less, my friend. In effect, we vote to hire these political parties to represent us. End of each term, we are free to vote someone else or other political party to represent us. And that's what happened August 3, the local elections. The people stayed away. The majority voters stayed away. They just held their vote back and did not vote for anybody else. And what did that do? That opened the door for the Democratic Alliance, the minority party, to win three major metros, Western Cape, Nelson Mandela Bay, and Tshwane. Now, the majority party is coming back. He's telling us, because that was a shock. That's how you teach political parties to behave and begin to recognize that they are, we are the voters, we own them. They don't own us. It is not the other way around. We own them. Now, the political majority party is telling us, the majority party is telling you, Mo Africa, to please forgive them. Forgive us, man. We are no longer arrogant. We will listen to you from now on. And to even say that now we are bound to uphold the Constitution, and we will make sure that we are on the right side of the law and the Constitution from now on. And Africa, look, we wait. In fact, we don't have to wait. You know what the party parliament has to do with the majority whip? Majority parliament. First, they have to let loose parliamentarians to vote their wishes, not according to party prescripts. And they have to guarantee parliamentarians tenure in case they vote against the party prescripts or directives. And they have to make the parliamentary vote secret. And also disclose who's funding them. Because you could be in parliament and be captured by somebody else, casting the vote to somebody, and especially if the vote is secret. So we are saying that, fine, you're going to go according to the Constitution, stop being a party parliament. Because the Constitution does not say. The Constitution clearly says that you are bound to fulfill, to abide by the Constitution, not the party directives. And we, the people, as we say in Africa, we give political representatives the power and the mandate to deliver our needs and services. So in Africa, as you say, that the duty of the is to singularly, the singular duty and task is to deliver to the voters their needs and services. Well, according to the party policies, in Africa, of course, if the voters give you the vote on the basis of how you promise to deliver. So the call to individual Ma Africa, to students, academicians, and the nation, please do not give your vote for free. Mobilize government to establish the constituent election system. Demand to vote your own community representatives to parliament. Do not any longer vote a party parliament that has failed the nation. It is about to bankrupt and collapse this nation, and it has let corruption and malfeasance to rule Africa. That is the outcry that we are confronting now as we speak. And we repeat, my Africa, again, that the party parliament, as it operates this moment, at this time, is contrary to the Constitution. It, in effect, violates the Constitution. Simply putting at risk, my Africa, it risks your individual life, health, and economic security. And it also a grave risk, national security. The way it is structured, because it is beholden to every Tom and Dick and Harry. It is said to be captured. We can't have that. Our vote is sovereign. Our vote is supreme. Our vote is sacred. And let's keep it that way. The deed we serve, suffered, and sacrifice for to liberate ourselves, to have majority rule. As you say, Africa, the party parliament as it operates this moment, it violates the Constitution. In fact, it has violated the Constitution since its inception. It has failed to hold the executive to account and failed to hold oversight over the majority state organs, especially the state organs, Africa, state-owned enterprises. And until the rot, Africa, it did that until the rot festered. such that the voters were so disgusted, publicly disgusted, that they just stayed away. They did not vote. The majority did not vote, and they let loose the minority party to win the local elections. That was a good sent message from Africa, but 2019 is next door. It's not far. So as you say that, Africa, this party parliament has let loose jaw-dropping corruption, unbridled theft of public money, much worse, state capture by an emigre foreign family. That's it, Africa. We've had enough. So they better get their act together. If they say they're going to go by the constitution, start now. As you say, allow, give secret vote, secret ballot to parliamentarians. Allow parliamentarians to vote their conscience. Not conscience, according to the oath that they took to fulfill and abide by the constitution. We are the majority, we are the owners of the country. What are you scared of? You cannot be voting like a minority within the majority. And Africa, even the Constitutional Court has spoken that Parliament has violated its oath of office by failing to hold the executive accountable in the Inkandla saga. Sought to undermine the public protector remedial report on Inkandla, again in violation of the Constitution. In Africa, we've got to separate the state from the political party. We are repeating this because that's critical, Africa. The nation, students, I mean the nation, including students, civil society, churches, etc., should push to separate the party from the state and the state from the governing political party. I mean, on the day the nation votes, the political party elected to form government, that party is bound to abide and govern by and under the constitutions and the laws of this country. And it looks like, it doesn't look like, it's evident to everybody. You can see that the majority party in government has failed to differentiate between the party, the state, and the constitution. I repeat, it appears to everybody to see, Africa. The majority party in government has failed to differentiate between the party, the state, and the constitution. And to hear, Africa, the majority party chief whip, they recently held a poll. I think they're shocked by the outcome of the local elections because the people just stayed away. To quote Mafrika, he says, we must stop doing wrong things in parliament. Otherwise, we can't, as an ANC, as a ruling party, continue calling ourselves the leader of society. We should find a way of stopping such spectacular own goals, and give status of the defenders of the constitution to the opposition. And goes on to say that the party needs to restore the trust deficit with the voters and the people. Mafrik, to repeat, the voter individual right and the voter's collective right to govern ourselves is no less than the right of elected representatives to represent us, constituencies in parliament and government. Accordingly, have to uphold and abide by the constitution, and which a constitution that this governing party wrote and adopted on behalf of the voters. Remember 1994. So, our right, individual right as voters, collectively as a nation, are no less than their right to be in parliament, to represent us, because we allow them to. That's why we the people withheld their vote. And the failure of Africa for our majority government to uphold the constitution and the laws that they hoisted on us. I mean, it's just like doing copy and paste. Huh? You copy and paste the name South Africa, its constitution, its laws, and then turn around and let us see you as a nation violate the very laws in the constitution that you hoisted on us. and the damage you inflict on Africa, you feed on the same stereotypes that they have against people of African descent, that we are dumb and downright stupid. And that is why in Africa today, our children, huh, and the nation collectively, behave deranged, in Africa. You're breaking up everything, stuff rightful, stuff that you rightfully own and pay for, clinics, schools, community halls, blah, blah. You just ban. Because, as we say, repeat again, my Africa, the issue of permanent deception, state of deception of the mind, following other people, copying stuff. And we repeat again, my Africa, why didn't you institute the African traditional laws into the constitution? Maybe we could be operating differently. And also, my Africa, why hoist a foreign constitutional laws? Why on us? Why? Eurocentric. We fought more Africa to liberate the majority government. And we, as a people, the people over them, Africa, you hold the right to vote the people's parliament, not party parliament. This has to go. And Africa, we can look. The absence of the constituent people's parliament, the absence of the people's parliament, Africa, it is wreaking havoc on the nation and making us look imbecile, can't govern. And as we say that, it is a national security because every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the world goes there and does whatever they want to do. While this minority within the majority government, the African minority within the majority government, the elite, they are chasing something else rather than governing the country. As we say in Africa, the absence of a people's parliament denies the people their individual sovereign right to engage demands on the people's parliament from within their communities. Now, there are demands on clinics, there are demands on wages, there are demands on jobs, there are demands, there are too many demands. After transition, because you did not consolidate the liberation movement in terms of taking over power, the people are just loosely moving, don't know. So demands are many. And for the minority within the majority, which of course you've deserted us because now you're in corporate business. You've made your money. That's what you're chasing, of course. The whole thing is in shambles. So the people cannot engage the people's parliament because you're not there. You're not there. In fact, you're appointed to take care of your leaders. Absence of the People's Parliament shuts down constructive dialogue and resolution between government and the people, opens confrontation that we see explode in the burning of the government schools, properties, university properties, community halls, schools, lecture halls, clinics, buses, equipment warehouses, including death of one university worker. Countless community protesters killed in Africa, maimed or jailed. We can't. It's like you build a house and then you stand on top of it and destroy it. The implosion of Vuyano community in Africa, demanding the unelected bureaucrat demarcation board not accountable to communities, not to forcefully incorporate them to another municipality. I think it was Bembe municipality district. The absence of the People's Parliament representative in Vuyani denied the community the right to be governed according to their wish and consent of their vote. The unelected tin-pot bureaucrats saw no right, even in the people, to hold a referendum. The people had a wish to do that. So it mattered. It didn't matter. And we have black high school children, 22 years after the first vote, been discriminated and denied their indigenous right to wear African hair braids. They have been told, you straighten your hair, man. Straighten your hair. You know, straighten your hair in Africa. You can't wear an African indigenous braid. And black high schools complain of teachers using the F word in the classroom, being called monkeys, and they carry around books that monitor their movements every minute, and it has to be signed every day before they leave school. A pass, form of a pass, a badge of enslavement. Africa, the unending increasing joblessness, inequality, hunger, and poverty. Impact on crime, Africa. You talk about murder rates, you talk about robberies, you talk about hijacking. It is bizarre, unbelievable. And to find the executive come back to us and say that, look, we are complaining also about increasing joblessness, inequality, and landlessness. What are you telling me? You're in government 22 years, huh? As we repeat, Mafrika. So constituent communities, Mafrika, through their parliament representatives, have the absolute right to dictate how parliament decides their share of the national budget to deliver community needs and services on these afflictions, Mafrika. On these afflictions, the issue of crime, the issue of murder rates, robberies, joblessness, hunger. You own. You make the budget. Huh? You make the budget, Mafrika. Why are you so dislocated somewhat in mind and physique and action that we go and be destructive when, in fact, we have the power in our hands? Let's fight to get the People's Parliament. Remove the moribund Bulgus cattle votes. Remove them. 20 years. Some of them, they're set. Huh? 20 years pension for 20 years being paid for, 20 years of parliament. You got enough money. Just step down and let's elect a constituent parliament. Put the children in there. Or put the grandchildren in there to represent us, if that is that difficult. Absence of the People's Parliament in Africa is the root of corruption, theft, and exploitation of the nation's public money by both foreign and African native money vultures. Got vultures, Mafrika? Predators. And this is a government that claims to be pursuing national democratic revolution. How do you let unelected bureaucrats run rampant in and over administration of publicly funded institutions? Like the Broadcast Corporation, Mafrika. The Broadcast Corporation. Run fiat and rendered dysfunctional by one tin pot bureaucrat harassing and undermining a board, corporate board that was elected by parliament. And he goes and doubles and triples his salary. Goes on to fire anybody else he thinks has to get out of the way, intimidating. Yeah. And to a point where he even calls, he went to parliament and called members of parliament not honorable. Huh? Goes to sell at a bargain, Mafrika, without the board's required written consent, the corporation's archives. And he gets a bonus. Give himself a bonus for that. In the millions, Mafrika. In the millions. Without the consent of the board members, who others claim that they didn't know about that bonus. They didn't know. They didn't know about the raise. They didn't know. And were not informed about the prior sale of the archives. Did not sign that. Mafrika, that's grounds for arrest for fraud, criminality, and violation of public law. That's it. So, Mafrika, Parliament is now rising up because they lost recently. They're trying to act like the people must see that they're doing something. It might be late. It's late now. It's late. It's late because the die has been set. The die has been cast. And the other fact, Mafrika, is that corporations, state parastatals, Mafrika, are used and abused by the bureaucrats, Mafrika, who go and hire the most expensive lawyers to engage in frivolous litigations, frivolous appeals, where you find that the millions of rands is paid for lawyers, and now the others are recently, they just resigned, just stepped off, because what they did was they advised the corporation to go against the public protector's recommendations, which are binding according to the constitutional law. So, my Africa, too many thieves running around easily to Fatsalarona, but the students and the nation must rise up and form, elect a constituent parliament. Thank you, my Africa.